Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sauce Gardner.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was fun. And this is going to be fun. Because first of all, in about 5 minutes, you're going to be rocking and rolling with Rex. Rex Ryan was on with us earlier today. If you missed it, perfect thing for your drive home, because we're going to get into Niners, we're going to get into Jets, we're going to get into Niners and Jets, we're going to get into Packers and Eagles, we're going to get into some surprise things from Rex Ryan. Really good conversation. You'll hear that coming up here in just a little bit. And then also, like we should give people a little bit of a backgrounder, which is that, you have had a little bit of a rough patch this year. And so there are certain people, not me, don't look at this host.
All right.
I have not laid $1 against your picks. Not one.
And I respect that.
Against my better judgment.
Well, and because I'm not sure people, if I believe you.
We got people. No, believe me. Believe me. Now, I put last night's Chiefs game on the Super Parlay, but that was before you had even made a pick. I didn't even know who you were going to pick.
Right, right. I believe
it. We got people around here trying to put together 401ks, Roth IRAs. They're trying to put stuff together here based on going against your picks.
And I love it because I am not as bad as you think. Reports of my gambling demise are inaccurate and premature.
greatly overstated. And
greatly overstated. As I do my low doing Obama.
You want to know how wide-reaching your picks are?
I'd love to, Mark Randy.
So Lucas is off in Big Sky country. He texted me last night, how could you not tell me Dibs is on the Ravens?
He has the Odyssey app. That's a Lucas problem.
Well, it's not that much of a problem. He paid for this trip by betting against you.
Okay, now that's categorically false.
It's true. It's true. It's a fact, Jack. You do not get your own open by accident. You got to miss a bunch of games in a row before someone puts something like this together for you.
It's time for...
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Dibbles gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Where did the chorus come from?
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. And that's right. Our promise to you here on Willard and Dibs all season long. We got a prime time game. Then we're going to give you Dibbers.
Yeah, and I'm I'm giving out locks, and if you want to fade me, well, you better hope that I don't get hot, because your boy's going to go on a heater before too long. Yeah, I'm 0-1 right now, which means all of you faders are 1-0.
1-0!
Yeah, you picked Baltimore +3 yesterday. The final score was Kansas City 27, Baltimore 20.
A real producer would have the audio to play back of my braggadocio nature of having the pick wrong, but maybe next time.
A real producer would have that I almost called the damn score, let alone the right pick.
Well, you can have your own segment.
It's not about you, Willard.
It's not about it's about me. I'll tell you what. I got tonight's game wired. I got this one on lock.
You said that last night.
3-2-1. I tell you what. I got this one wired. I got this one locked up and locked down. The reports of the Eagles' demise, premature. Philly loved being in Brazil. The more mature team is going to handle the distractions of Brazil better than the youngsters who will be on the beach looking at all the topless hoo-ha. I'm taking Philly and laying the 2.
Did you say that?
I said topless hoo-ha.
Topless hoo-ha?
Yep.
You can't.
You'll hear Rex Ryan refer to distractions about being in Brazil.
You're making picks. We're 2 games in, and you're making picks based on the topless hoo-ha?
Philly -2. Lock it up.
By the way, are we giving him 2 Lock or are we up. Giving him 1.5? I see it at 1.5.
Well, I'm trying give to be nice 2.
Yeah,
we'll I'm looking at 2.5 as well.
Oh, you're looking at 2.5.
FanDuel has 2.5. Bet365 has 1.5.
Let's go 2.
ESPN's got 2.
Let's go 2. 2's fair. That's good. We'll do a
DraftKings has it at 2.
Yeah, right
MGM
down
MGM has it at 2.
There it is.
All right.
The Philadelphia is -2. By the way, I'm not doing this for effect.
Oh, no.
Here I'm not
go.
Doing
my
this.
My 16-team parlay.
No, I'm not doing
I've
this
got
for
Green
effect.
Bay.
I'm so glad that you picked the Eagles -2. Y'all, play the money line. Green Bay's winning this game.
Oh, jeez.
Green Bay is not covering the spread. Green Bay is winning this game.
Did you put them on the money line in your little parlay?
No, I used
you
the
took
spread.
The 2?
I didn't use the money line. I wanted to do it quick. I was just like, all spreads.
You got +2, or what'd you get at?
Well, I got to log in and look
you
now.
You don't have to worry about
do
it.
That.
Maybe, you know.
I think I got it at 2. I hope I got it at 2.
All
it's
right.
at 1.5 now. Let's see. 16-team parlay. I have got the Green Bay Packers +2.
There you go.
+2.
So 2 is the number. And coming up on Monday, as we all will be down at the Hilton in Santa Clara, I'll be 1-1 leading into that Monday night game. I already have my Monday night pick. I've already got it secured. I know what I'm doing on Monday night. So
I've totally changed my goals for this evening. I am now going into all of my apps.
Oh, God.
And changing the name of all of my fantasy teams to the Topless Hoo-Ha. That is now what I'm going by for the rest of the year.
Well,
we are the Topless Hoo-Has.
I do think that the distractions in Brazil are going to be a factor for the younger team distracted by the Topless Hoo-Has.
You know, you're acting like the Eagles are a bunch of 58-year-old men.
They're mature. A mature group.
Yeah, they're thinking about retirement, talking about putting the kids through college.
Yeah.
Eagles got some young people now, too. Eagles got some young people, too.
Now,
okay.
I get it.
All right. That was fun. Fade the Dibbers says.
I hate this segment. I need to go on a heater to put this segment to bed.
Not going to happen. Anyway, Eagles +2. Hey, public, you know what to do. You also know what to do. You should stay right here because earlier today we talked to Rex Ryan, and he was absolutely fantastic with ESPN. And we started out by thanking him for coming on and asking him simply how he was doing.
Oh, I'm fantastic, and it's great to be here with you guys.
Yeah, great to have you. Did you have the same thought I did when I saw Xavier Worthy look exactly like Tyreek Hill last night, and I just went, oh, no. Oh, no, the league, let these guys get better.
That's scary, wasn't it? I mean, it's like, come on, this guy, at first, it's funny because I was thinking, he's a first-round pick. He broke the combine record, fastest 40. But I'm like, there's no way in heck this guy's going to be like Tyreek Hill. And then he gets 2 touchdowns his first game, and it's like, uh-oh. But, yeah, no, that was impressive. It was a hell of a game, too. And, those two teams are – they may go, you know, be representing the AFC in that championship game. Both those two teams look pretty darn good to me. But, yeah, Xavier Worthy, that's just what Kansas City needs, another Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, a little bit of the PTSD bowl for us out here, Rex. The last two teams that beat the Niners, forget the Rams in the last game of the year when the Niners didn't even really show up. But of those two teams, Baltimore and Kansas City, if you're a Niner fan, which one would you have to fear more?
I don't think it matters. I thought Baltimore had the best team in the league last year. I never thought it was close. So, you know, they kind of laid an egg. Kansas City, you know, wins that game. But now you do it two times in a row. I guess it's not it's certainly not a fluke. So, but either one of those two teams are going to be tough for anybody. And, you know, we'll see. Hey, we'll see if the Niners get there again or not. But, you know, they had to feel pretty fortunate beating Detroit, I think, in that championship games when you're down 17 points. That to come back and win that game was pretty dang impressive. And obviously, you know, the Super Bowl was a disappointment. They played well. It's just, you know, you got beat. But, you know, Niners are outstanding. There's no doubt about it. They're well coached. Man, oh man, they got a ton of weapons. They're fun to watch.
Rex, as always, we're talking a lot about quarterbacks. And as the world is still trying to put a finger on exactly who and what Brock Purdy is, we're looking at those two guys last night and kind of comparing and contrasting them stylistically. I wonder from your perspective as a coach, if you could get on a computer and sort of dial up the style of a quarterback, the characteristics of a quarterback that matter to you most, what would you dial up?
Well, I think you know accuracy is the main thing. Throwing the football is the main thing. You got to be smart because you got to learn the system. You got to have all that stuff down. But mobility, I think mobility is something that I remember. Bill Walsh was actually a mentor of mine, which is crazy because he was an offensive guy. But he was gracious enough, spent a lot of time with me when I was a young coach, going up the ranks and things. But he always talked to me about that. He thought mobility was one of the things that was important for quarterbacks. And you know, Purdy is never going to be confused with Lamar Jackson, but he does have some mobility, and he's got a great pocket presence too. And it's so funny because everybody's like, "Oh, Brock Purdy's not any good. He's not any good." He all he did was lead the NFL in QBR last year. He averaged almost 10 yards a pass attempt. You know, 9.6 yards, which by the way led the league. And oh, by the way, it's not just dink and dunk stuff. He's throwing it down the field, pitching it down the field. So to me, you know, yeah, he's not. You know, you're never going to trade, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes for Brock Purdy, but hell, he's pretty dang good. And I think it's time people started realizing that he's one of the reasons why the Niners are so good. It's not just the great weapons they have, and albeit they got great weapons, but damn, Brock Purdy's a pretty good weapon too.
Rex Ryan here on 95.7 The Game. Is part of his success stemming from just the scheme fit with Kyle Shanahan and the way he goes about running his offense?
Well, I think obviously it's a good fit, and Kyle Shanahan's an outstanding coach, but, you know, he's still the same coach that got fired in Cleveland, got fired in, you know, wherever, and in Washington or whatever. So, I mean, he's a great coach, but you got to have players. And certainly they have a ton of players. They have an outstanding system. But what's most important is, to me, is the grasp of the system that Brock Purdy has. There's a lot of smart coaches in this league, but the thing that I'm impressed with is Kyle Shanahan's got this young quarterback, and it's almost like he's connected to him on the field. Like he's that sharp, he's that smart, and you know, hey, if the guy's he's accurate as hell, when somebody's open, he delivers it, and he delivers it on time. He's always the thing that gets me with him. You know, he's not the greatest at extending plays like a Patrick Mahomes, but what he's amazing about is anticipation, timing, and accuracy. And he throws guys open. He doesn't wait for them to get open. He throws them open. And to me, I'm blown away by the kid.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, is with us. Rex, you just said something interesting. I want to dig a little deeper here because we are bombarded with the idea that players on the Niners are a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. And you just kind of insinuated that Kyle is also a product of his players. Is that what you believe?
Well, sure. Of course. I think we all are. You know, you think, hey, Bill Belichick's best of all time. Well, did he look better with Tom Brady or without him when he couldn't beat anybody? I think he looked a hell of a lot better when Tom Brady was there. So that's part of us. Now, I'll say this. There's no coach in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League, there's no coach can win without players. All right? There's some coaches can't win with them, but there's no coach that can win without them. And to me, the Niners are an outstanding team, and it's a great mix. This is a good football coach, damn good football coach. All right? You know, there's no denying it. But those players make the coach look a hell of a lot better than if he didn't have those guys.
Let's say every single coach in the league was completely available and you were starting a team. Who would you hire?
I'd hire that kid at Detroit. The one that they can't get out. That's who I would hire.
Dan Campbell.
I love Dan Campbell, but I was talking about assistants. Because right now, you know, you could take any of them and say, you know, hey, Dan Campbell, Kyle Shanahan, all these guys. But I want to dig deep. I want to get my own guy, and I'm going to go get that offensive coordinator with Detroit. Nobody does a better job than that guy does. He doesn't have half the players that some of these teams have, and yet they rank in the top five every single year that he's been an offensive coordinator. So to me, I think he could be a superstar in this league, and we'll find out. But all these other guys, Kyle Shanahan, all those guys are outstanding coaches. You know, Mike Tomlin's a great coach, but I'm just telling you, I think there's some assistants that are going to break through in this league coming up. That I'm really excited to see some of these other assistants move on as well, and not just come from the Sean McVay family or whatever. Right. There's more ways of skinning a cat, and the guy at Detroit, as you guys know, does, in my opinion, does a better job than anybody in the league.
Ben Johnson is who you're talking about.
No doubt. And the pipeline continues to be strong in the NFL. Rex, what's it like coming off a Super Bowl to try to do it again? Because we hear a lot about a Super Bowl hangover. The Niners obviously lost the big game, and they're trying to do it again. What are the challenges for a team to try to get back to the bowl after losing it?
Well, I think there's you know, obviously the team is hungry, but it's so damn hard to get back there. Like, and that's the thing where it's like every year's a brand new system, you know, or a brand new season. And to me, if you're sitting back thinking, assuming you're going to get there, you'll get your ass kicked. And by then you're going to be scratching to make the playoffs instead of where you want to be having that number one team, that number one seed. You got to handle business, and it's all over. It's a brand new season. And some of these teams that are hungry, that are behind you, you look at the jump that Detroit made last year. Who's going to be that team this year? You know, their stock, is it going to be the Bears? Is it going to be Seattle? Is it going to be the Rams? Like, I don't know. But you can't take anything for granted. And I think, and not saying that the Niners are going to, but that's the only way. If you're all of a sudden, you know, the motor's not running, all that type of stuff, and you think you're just going to wait till the playoffs, you're not going to, you'll be lucky to make it.
Rex Ryan, ESPN, with us on 95.7 The Game. Rex, as you said, your defensive guy, would love to get your assessment of the 49er defense and specifically some of the changes. You know, Dre Greenlaw is going to miss a little bit of time. Eric Armstead is gone. What are your thoughts on this group?
Yeah, I mean, it's an outstanding group. It's, you know, they're so fundamentally sound as well. It's hard to get the ball over top of them. And, you know, the pass rush, it all starts with that pass rush. And, you know, you mentioned the loss of the big defensive tackle in there, Armstead, excuse me. Like, that's a big loss. You know, but then you get some other guys that are coming up. And, you know, as long as you got Bosa healthy, you got a pretty good chance, you know what I mean? And all these kids inside, like, there's a lot of good players, a lot of depth in that group. And I think they picked up Floyd also, right?
They did,
so, yeah. You know, so to me, that's the kid. I love that kid. When he came out, I absolutely love that kid. And you know, he's been tremendous. And I think that's the guy. It's funny, you're playing against Aaron Rodgers. Well, who's the guy that knocked him out, gave him the Achilles? You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to look back over. I believe it was Floyd. So, but either way, to me, it's, you know, that's a damn good football player that nobody even talks about. So, you know, yeah, you lose a guy, but you also gain a guy, too. And, you know, so we'll see. I think the team is, you know, both these defenses are going to be interesting because not just the Niners have an outstanding defense. The Jet defense is absolutely loaded. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. Both of those, ironically, play the same style of defense. You know, they all play this. I call it we used to call it a sneak package. Basically, it's a cover three on top. You know, they're playing on top of the corners, playing almost man, but on top. So it's not true man coverage. But either way, both these teams do a great job of playing that style. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, these offenses go against that defense every day. So, you know, what's the, you know, it shouldn't be surprised by, you know, this style of play. So, it should be interesting to me. I mean, I can't wait for this game. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, we're super excited out here, Rex, and glad to have you joining us, being of Jets cloth from your past. And I'm just curious what you think about Aaron Rodgers and what the expectation is for a guy almost 41 coming off an Achilles, playing his first football in almost 2 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, he's completely healthy. You know, so I think the Achilles, you know, yeah, it happened or whatever. It's unfortunate, but he is absolutely 100% healthy. So the other thing is he's had a lot of durability, you know, throughout his career. So he's not a guy that typically gets hurt. It's kind of a freak thing with that Achilles, but it certainly wasn't age related. So I think it's, I think they're going to get a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, he might not have the mobility that he once had, but he still has the arm talent, and he's got some guys to throw to, man. Like, this Garrett Wilson is no joke. I think he's a superstar in the making. They add Mike Williams, who's, a 50-50 jump ball, you know, contested catch guy, outstanding receiver. And so I think that's going to be good. And then they have a back. Now, this is the closest thing to Christian McCaffrey that we have in the league in this Breece Hall. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup. The that offensive line has been upgraded big time for the Jets. So I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, certainly.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rex, before you get out of here, wanted to get a thought also on the game that is happening later tonight. It's kind of an interesting way to start a season, I'll say, in Brazil for a couple of teams that have to turn right around and play again next week. And you've got players who have made comments like they're being told to stay in their hotel rooms and whatnot. What are your thoughts on this game that's happening tonight?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's obviously a interesting venue down there in Brazil, and I actually went to a World Cup down there. Me and a bunch of my coaches went down, and they're, for good reason, they need to stay in their hotel.
Oh, okay. What are some of those reasons,
Rex? Pretty distracting. It was pretty distracting. Let's just say that around the beaches, it was very distracting. So they need to stay focused, stay in their hotel. I will say this: it's interesting, but it's the same time zone. And I know it sounds crazy because it's a 10-hour flight or whatever from the East Coast, but it's actually on the same time zone. I think that helps a little bit. I'm sure these teams will get an extra day, a couple extra days of preparation. So I don't think I mean, they could use it as an excuse. There's no need to. I think they'll be fine when they come back, from it. But it's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL's got some great games that, you know, already scheduled. The interesting thing about Philadelphia early in the year, what were they, 10-1 or something like
that? Yep.
I have never seen a team, I mean, just go the exact opposite direction. It harkens back to the day of the Raiders when they went like 10-0 and then they lost six straight, you know, or something many years ago. But it's almost like they couldn't stand their coaching staff. Like, I've never seen a team, like, literally lay down like they did.
It was shocking.
You know, it's a talented-ass team, and they played like garbage. They couldn't have beat anybody at the end of the year. Nobody. They were beating nobody. And yet they were as talented as anybody. So, you know, they bring in Vic Fangio to coach the defense. I think that's obviously going to help. They had a couple guys there that were you know, couldn't stop a nosebleed. So I think, you know, it's what happens when you hire some of these young guys that you know, should stay somewhere else. But either way, it's, you know, now they get a veteran coach in there. So certainly that's going to help Philadelphia. They get a real coach there. And, but yeah, I mean, that's what I want to see. What Philadelphia team is going to show up? The one that was absolutely horrendous at the end of the year, or the team that we've seen and got accustomed to seeing that can play with anybody in the league?
Rex, I don't know if I'm going out on a limb here. Just listening to you feels like you're not the biggest Sirianni fan.
No, I wasn't that. I liked him. I liked the guy initially. I thought he had some swag to him and all that. But I just tell the truth. I tell what I see, and that's what makes me a little different than these other guys that the pundits that get on there. They you know, either they don't know or they don't have the guts to say. But if I see it, I'll say it. And to me, I've been around the game all my life. And you can't fool me. I've seen it. And to me, that's what that team looked like. Looked like a team that could care less about their coaches, and that's how they played.
Rex Ryan, the truth teller. So I have one more for you. Our colleague, Lorenzo Neal, I did 4 years of radio with him. He's still a part of the family. What do you remember about Lo Neal during your time together in Baltimore? Now, nothing but the truth here, Rex. Give it to us straight.
No, I love the guy. I mean, he was an absolute beast, a great player. And, you know, hey, did I let him skip curfew a couple of times? Absolutely. So, but he was, I don't know if that's what you're referring to. I love the guy. I mean, to me, he's one of the all-time great fullbacks in the history of our game. And, you know, I don't know if they'll ever put a fullback in the Hall of Fame, you know, a traditional blocking fullback, but man, there was very few better than this guy, if any.
Perfect. Exactly what I was looking for.
Yep, you nailed it. Rex, thank you so much. A ton of fun to have you on.
All right, my pleasure, guys.
All right, there it is. Rex Ryan right here on Willard and Dibs. And that, of course, the insinuation sensation that he had about Brazil is what led to your comment about the topless hoo-ha.
Yeah.
So there's that, but there's another part of the conversation that I think is maybe one that I'd really love to drill down a little further on, and that is sort of the idea, and we talk so much about these quarterbacks, who's good, who's great, who's championship caliber, who's overrated, whatever, and maybe what we should be talking about a little bit more is who's got a good marriage. You know, you ever look around at all your friends and you're like, I like that relationship. They look healthy. They're like nice to each other. They don't look like they want to rip each other's heads off. Like, that's where I do think the 49ers could lay claim, at least pretty soon, to one of the top quarterback head coach marriages in the NFL. Obviously, Reed and Mahomes look very lockstep. They're both very powerful at their position. Yeah. Everyone would put that number one. But, you know, Sirianni and Hurts is at the center of this conversation. It does not feel like it's going well. I'll also add that Packer-Eagle game has gotten started and it looked like a bunch of people were not ready for the NFL season to start. Flags are flying everywhere on every play, totally out of sync. I'm very much hoping that the 49ers don't come out and look that way on Monday night.
I would expect some of that, and you're going to see a lot of it early, especially when the officials are really clamping down on illegal formation with the tackle lined up too far off the line of scrimmage and other procedural things where the refs are going to try to, you know, call it tight early. And then when you get to the playoffs, it's like, ah, whatever. That wasn't holding. We're not going to throw the flag on that. Flags go down. They start heavy and they go down slowly throughout the year. So I would expect some of that from a team that has, you know, Ayuk and Trent coming back after having no camp. But as far as what you talked about with marriages, yeah, you look at a few situations around the NFL that are absolutely in lockstep, but a lot of them, it's young quarterback, new coach, or new coach with a veteran, and the Niners have a quarterback who is becoming the franchise guy, if he hasn't already, and a coach who's now going on his eighth year.
Who are some of the other marriages that you admire? You know, like I was just sitting here thinking about this, and okay, get Patrick and Andy out of the way.
Yeah.
Kyle and Brock, okay, that's off to a phenomenal start. Some of the other ones that pop to mind right away, quite frankly, C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans feel like they're off to a phenomenal start. But even some of the other guys who are like high-level QBs, I don't know that I can speak much to their marriage. You know, Josh Allen and McDermott, does that feel like it's clicking? I don't even necessarily know... Yeah. How to answer like that? That feels more just like Josh. Like Josh just goes out there and does his thing. And
isn't McDermott a defensive guy primarily?
Yes.
So maybe that's traditionally. Where, yeah. And I think about Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow as one that feels pretty good.
That feels good to you?
Yeah. And Mike McDaniel and Tua in Miami.
That's another one I thought of.
You know, and Tua even talked about it, how McDaniel came in and basically rehabbed his emotional state.
Yep.
After, was it Brian Flores?
Brian Flores, who at least Tua says just totally broke him down and made him feel like he was awful at football.
So then you get McDaniel come in, who's super rah-rah and funny and, you know, light and definitely a player's coach. And so that marriage feels like it's one that I would put toward the top of the list. And quietly, Stafford and McVay in L.A. You know, McVay, he's done well with Stafford. And, you know, Stafford's a vet, and it feels like McVay really empowers him to be the on-field leader. And, you know, that might be the only time where McVay steps aside.
Jalen Hurts' first throw of the year has been intercepted by the Green Bay Packers.
Hashtag fade the Dibber.
Hashtag fade the Dibber. Well, I'm not going to celebrate in the first quarter. It's 4 minutes into the football
game.
Granny
with a fist pump. Did you bet it against me? Did you lay it and play it? Okay.
To be fair, I like the Packers in this game.
Yeah,
but
they're going to win the game.
That cemented it, though. Yeah.
The Eagles.
You're exactly right.
The Eagles. By the way. A bad interception. The only thing that was good about it was they're buried way deep in their own zone on third down, and so it's kind of like, throw it up like a punt. Okay. But it didn't work like a punt.
And there are like four Packers around.
It got returned halfway, and the Packers were like in the high red. It's a bad interception.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think it's Sirianni's fault, really. You're going to be picking sides in Philadelphia, you know. Sirianni versus Hurts. And that's not where you want to be as a team here in week one, where one of the big storylines, like, yeah, around the Niners, the storylines were Ayuk holding in, Trent holding out, and boy, Super Bowl hangover. Those were the big talking points going in.
Yep.
That's better than
coach
hates quarterback, quarterback hates coach.
No, Sirianni is already pacing the sideline, and you know that furrowed brow thing that he does where he looks all like, you know, just mad. It's like constant right now already.
Do you see Big Dom down there?
I do not see Big Dom.
I'll tell you why you don't see me. I had visa issues.
I heard Big Dom's name come up last night because there was a play on the sideline where Lamar came running off the sideline and some whatever ball boy got like chest to chest with him and kind of bumped him and shoved him. And people are like, What are we doing? Like, do not touch the players, especially if you're not a player. Like, just don't. Hard no.
If you have a polo shirt on, then you shouldn't be engaging with professional football players. You're in a polo for a reason. That means you're either a coach, a ball boy, a trainer, or an amalgamation of the three. And you know what that would be, right?
It would be an amalgamation sensation.
Cha
Cha-ching!
I know exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Granny's too busy. In
anyway,
there.
But going back to the whole quarterback coach marriage thing, it's funny to me because it feels sort of conceptual more than factual. I can't tell you why the Josh Allen McDermott thing sometimes feels disjointed. It just does. Same thing with McCarthy and Dak. Obviously, Sirianni and Hurts. That's, to me, the poster for what we're talking about. Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, it feels pretty good. You know, I'll give you another one that throughout the second half of the season felt great, which was LaFleur and Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Like, that whatever, for whatever reason, felt like it really, really clicked. And now, you know, I hear a lot of NFL people who think that Jordan Love might be the next big thing.
I mean, that would be exciting for Green Bay with what they're doing around him with, you know, paying guys on rookie deals.
They never don't have good quarterback play there.
It's been pretty consistent, and I'd have to remember who they had pre-Favre, if it was Don Majkowski or the Magic Man, or guys.
No, I'm not counting, but you know what would happen when we were little kids. But I mean,
No. I mean, you go Favre, Rodgers, Love. That's about 30 years of good, solid, elite quarterback play. All of a sudden,
I mean, assuming that Jordan Love is exactly who we think he's cracked up to be, he is now being paid to do so. At $55 million a year and has played fewer games than Brock Purdy and is yet another example of the great draftism scenario that we always talk about, which is nobody has any trouble believing that what Jordan Love is doing is absolutely real and it's not a product of the surroundings or whatever, even though he's got a Shanahan disciple out there in the exact same offense running around. And I know he doesn't have great receivers, so to speak, or at least they're young, but you know, it's the same offense and another really good young coach. But everybody believes that one because he was drafted in the first round.
Exactly. And it's much easier to do. And I think that's partly the thing about Buffalo that makes it interesting to me that we don't see it the same way from a marriage standpoint. Maybe it's because McDermott's a defensive guy and we think more about the coordinator. But the Bills have been to the playoffs 5 straight years. 19, yeah. 20, 21, 22, 23.
It's a good team.
5-5 in the playoffs, too. They've won a playoff game in every one of those years except for 2019, yet they always seem to fall short. And you look at McDermott, and it feels, I don't know, to me, like he's not a good enough coach to get you over the hump.
Well, and then there's the next one that we're all looking at this year that didn't even come up in our conversation yet, and it's the one I am fascinated to see. If there's one team this year where I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do, I trust your coach, but let's see how this looks. It's Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. This is going to be so fascinating to me. Does the former quarterback slash great coach, who does wear everyone out after 5 years, does he go in with magic dust on Justin Herbert, or does he try to come back and bring cloud of dust offense to the NFL in the form of running backs and a great offensive line? He drafted an offensive lineman there in the top 10. I have no idea what their offensive approach is going to be.
I would lean toward the latter. I think that he's going to try to bring back 3 yards and a cloud of dust, and you got Dobbins and Edwards in the backfield, and like you said, you drafted some offensive linemen, and you have a very young receiving core. I don't think that he's going to let Justin just go back there and sling it as much as Brandon Staley did and previous coaches have. I do think it's going to be a much more tight-to-the-vest, Harbaugh-style offense, and I wonder how that will affect Justin Herbert if they're doing that and they're not winning.
Well, it's funny because Jim was a quarterback and he's a very, very good coach. But if you also look at when he's coached, like, okay, who were the quarterbacks that he developed? And so, you know, with the Niners, that was the Alex Smith Kaepernick thing. He goes to Michigan. Yeah, there's J.J. McCarthy, like, just got drafted in the very early first round, and so that's wonderful. He's going to miss the year. But I never watched even Michigan last year and felt, oh, this is one of those teams that's really humming because of great quarterback play.
Yeah.
He's more like, you know, one of these guys that's very, very serviceable, and he can make throws on time, and he's accurate and everything. But, you know, guys like Blake Corum, who's now with the Rams, I think were probably a bigger piece of what they were trying to do offensively.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he may be Shanahan AFC in that it's like, yeah, he's a big fan of running the football, even in 2024.
Yeah, and if you do that with a good defense, you can get away with it. You kind of shorten these games down. You don't have to worry about getting into shootouts. As long as you don't put the ball on the ground within the run game, you have a good chance to stay in some of these football games.
Packers got a field goal out of that turnover.
Okay.
Out of that Jalen Hurts 0-for-1 with an interception. Actually, he's now 0-for-2. My bad. Second throw of the year. That was, yeah. That was intercepted. 0-for-2 with an interception, and the entire city of Philadelphia is already on edge.
As am I. I'm down 3-2 against the spread.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I got the Eagles plus the two. So
you've got the Eagles minus the two.
Oh, so I'm down 5-0.
You're down 5-0. Yeah,
it's over. Yeah.
Look at him trying to change.
Wrap it up.
Trying to change the spread half hour after it happened.
If I knew it was minus two, I would have taken the pack.
Okay.
Can I get a mulligan?
No.
I already wrote it down on my Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, lock it in.
Did anyone ever tell you that you are such a nerd?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ken, for the audible laugh.
Yeah, we've all been told that. No doubt. We're in radio. Good Lord. We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's
Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, I hate it. Hey, I'm very upset about that, okay?
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's overreact. What the hell? What the hell?
Sure.
We've got 4.5 quarters of NFL football so far. Let's overreact. Want my in-the-moment reaction as the Packers do convert a first down and have first and goal at the Eagle 3-yard line. Second time they've been set up with a short field because of a Jalen Hurts turnover in the last 5 minutes. Two drives, two turnovers for Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
One of them, maybe not his fault. Center snapped the ball off his chest when he wasn't even looking. I bet Jason Kelce wouldn't have done that. But anyway, Packers are knocking on the door and already up 3-0. But here's my overreaction. These are the two teams we're supposed to be worried about.
And the Lions. But yeah, these are two of the teams for sure.
The Packers have had a penalty on almost every play, and the Eagles have had a turnover on almost every play.
Yeah.
Now,
early season football.
I know you're in Brazil, but my God, go back to practice, gentlemen. You're not ready.
Well, I don't think it has much to do with Brazil. I think it has to do with where we are now as an NFL society, where you don't play preseason anymore. Most of these teams don't play anybody more than a couple of series here or there. So this really is like college football week zero, where you go out and you play. You haven't played anything. You haven't played anybody. And best of luck. So I think the early part of any season, you're not going to be sharp. It's about survive and advance. And right now, what we've seen, you're right, through 4.5 quarters, last night and then tonight, it's pretty putrid.
It's hysterical. There's a flag on every play. There's a flag on every play. People are dropping balls and trying to beg the ref to call it a catch anyway. It's this whole thing. And again, yes, it's a dumb overreaction. I don't actually mean this. I'm not going to judge these teams based on one half of one quarter. But this has been Keystone Cops as far as the way the Eagles and the Packers look so far. And so it is kind of funny. Now your point is well taken with regard to the no preseason play. But by the way, we're heading in a direction where this is going to be even more so. Whatever little amount they play in the preseason now, we're a few years away from probably next to no preseason. Like literally, not even the opportunity to play.
Yeah, it'll probably be two. I think they'll always have two preseason and 18 regular. I think that they're going to always want, teams will always want to have one extra home game where they can dupe their fans and they can pressure their season ticket holders into paying for it. And they get a chance to play players 54 through 90. And they get to have a real look at their third and fourth stringers. So I don't think that preseason will ever fully go away. It's too much of a free cash grab. It's a freebie.
Gosh, I feel like in 10 years or less, we're going to be playing 20, not 18.
I think 18's about, 18 for me feels like it's about the limit.
That's funny because obviously a few years ago when they talked about a 17, they were, oh, no way, 16 is more than enough. And now we're like, well, yeah, but no, we could do 18. And so that's my point.
Yeah,
we get to 18, it'll be why not 20? That's the way it always works.
It does, but the scarcity of the product is one of the big draws for the NFL.
That's a good
point.
I'm
not saying that 18 to 20 all of a sudden makes it like, oh, these games are a dime a dozen. But the urgency of a 17-game schedule, you know, the old adage of in a 16-game, if you start out 0-2, only 12% of teams make the playoffs who start out 0-2. So when you're 0-1, it feels must-winny in that spot. You get to 20, there's a little bit of that, okay, we started out 2-4, big deal.
Yeah.
We got 14 more to go.
I mean, no, you're definitely not wrong with regard to that. I was just wonder, what is the line? Because every time this is brought up, people will talk about, well, the physicality of it, they can't last 20 games. I'm like, can they last 18? Can they last 16? Sometimes they can't last four.
Yeah.
Like, this is not doable over any long period of time. You'll hear every player tell you, what's the injury rate by January? 100%.
Exactly.
Some of the injuries we just don't know about, or you don't hear about, or don't think are that big of a deal. But, like, bottom line is this is not sustainable over any period of time. So, in a way, as wacky as it sounds, the NFL's not wrong for being like, why not a couple more?
Exactly.
What's the difference?
Well, I did a bunch of years in the Arena League doing pre and post and doing play-by-play. They had an 18-game schedule over 20 weeks. Everybody got two byes. And what I learned through that process is Players who get injured have a greater ability to return later in the year because the season's longer.
Yep.
So you get hurt in week 5. By the time you get to week 19, that's a long time. You might be able to come back and play. So, yeah, the injury rate's 100%, but the return rate actually goes up a little bit.
It might even help you, too, in an odd way. Like, I do think if you go back to the Warriors title from a couple of years ago, remember Steph Curry sat out the last 2 to 3 weeks of the regular season with an injury, and we were really scared that he wasn't going to play in the playoffs. And then, poof, the playoffs started, and he played. And, oh, by the way, if I remember correctly, he played really well, so well that he had one of his all-time performances in the most important moment of the entire playoffs, Game 4 in Boston. Does that happen if he doesn't get a little rest right before the playoffs start?
Hard to say, but it feels like no, because he got that rest and he came back fresh and ready to go. I think it was 3 weeks he sat out, and we were...
It feels like it, yeah.
And then Steiny and Guru had him on, and you know, he kind of allayed our fears indirectly.
Well, yeah, because we knew the second when they had him on, we're like, he's playing.
Right, because he doesn't come on if he's not going to play.
No, yeah, like, they don't want to talk about their injury or whatever. Packers got another field goal. The Eagles are, you know who the Eagles are right now?
Neo from the Matrix?
Maybe. They are like the Niners when the Niners went to Philly. Remember how they were getting run up and down the field, but they were only down 6-0? And then, poof, broke through for a touchdown. Next thing you know, floodgates open.
Yep.
They go 6 straight drives with a touchdown and blow the Eagles off of the field. I'm not saying that's about to happen here, but... my God, the Eagles are lucky to only be down 6-0 right now.
Yeah, considering how bad they've been on offense with fumbles and interceptions on virtually every play. What have they run, 3 plays?
They've run 6 plays, and they have 2 turnovers.
That's almost impossible to do.
And they have run the ball 3 times for -2 yards. Jalen Hurts is 1-for-3 for a yard and has 1 pick and 1 fumble. There's your rebirthed, now all liking each other, Philadelphia Eagles.
But Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. 2 carries, -2 yards.
Oh, man. There you go.
For your fancy new running back. Josh Jacobs, 6 carries, 4 yards.
That's not good. That's my running back. I'm going to need him to do a little bit better than that.
Nobody's doing anything in this game. Jordan Love looks fine. There's just a flag on every single one of their plays. So, anyway, look.
What's your Sunday plan? What's your strategy? You got 8 in the morning. You got the Octobox on the
For
old...
For sure, yeah. Well, we don't have a Niner game that's going to get anybody hot and bothered about red zone. So, my boys already started talking to me about what kind of breakfast, special breakfast, that we can bring in. And, dude, we won't move. My plan. We're not moving.
Well, I mean, you'll go red zone.
We'll go red zone.
10 o'clock. The only thing is the 1 o'clock games, it's...
red zone again.
Yeah, not a good... Usually, if there's a good 1 o'clock game, I'll tune into it. You have the LA battle, Vegas against the Chargers, Denver at Seattle.
Sure.
Dallas at Cleveland and Washington at Tampa.
Great.
Pretty weak afternoon slate.
I mean, I don't... Week 1, nothing's weak. I'll watch anyone.
Of course, but I mean...
Like...
If there's a really good 1 o'clock game and the Niners aren't playing in that window, I will get off the red zone and watch a game. Because there's usually only 4 games in the afternoon anyway.
No, we don't turn off the red zone, ever. And then you got the golf bowl at 5:20.
No, that's a big one.
Yeah, which I'll watch during the show with Ephraim. And we'll talk about all of it. Thank you. Jude asked me to play this on the way to school this morning.
No way.
And I did.
Dun, 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 dun. Pretty sweet.
Grady, how many weeks till we can get Scott Hansen on?
Oh, man. I would absolutely love to talk to Scott Hansen. That would be incredible.
He came on with us a couple years ago. You weren't working on this show, but he came on with us. Came on with us 2 seasons ago.
I read
ago.
Something the other day that this is his... this is the final year of his current contract with NFL Network.
Seriously?
Yeah. They got to renew him.
Dude, he needs to hold out. He should do that. He should just... Well, 9:58 on Sunday, he'll be like, not going on.
You know he holds in every Sunday.
I know exactly where you're going.
He holds it in. He does not urinate. 7 hours of me crossing my legs begins right now. The man does not urinate.
That is not a urination sensation.
No.
Yeah, it's a different kind of sensation.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he gets that, as he told us. He gets that question probably more than any question he gets, which is funny. The guy is like this great broadcaster. It's this great channel. Everybody loves this thing. We sit around and watch it. If you get a chance to ask him one question, what does everyone ask him? Hey, dude, when do you pee?
Have you ever had a UTI? And the answer is obviously yes.
Of course.
I mean, come on.
Every year by week eight, for sure.
That's a good question.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I got one today.
It was a good question.
Whatever.
It wasn't a great question.
Good counts better than what you offered today.
My ass!
Thank you.
You know what I offered? Not a bad pick. That's what I offered.
I'm only 0-1. I like my chances. Okay. I'm down 8-0 right now.
You're on your way to 0-2. hey, Grandy, what are you about to do here? What's happening?
Frank Gore about to be inducted into the Niners Hall of Fame on Monday. He was on with Bonte and Shasky this morning, so we're going
to
hear that.
Perfect. So Frank Gore is coming up right around the corner. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Here comes Grandy. Dibs, you want to do it again tomorrow?
Got to work.
Okay, how about the day after that?
Football Sunday.
Monday?
Only in Santa Clara.
I see you at the Hilton,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir.
Cannot wait. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.